to state the obvious.
Not a guy.
Okay. To state the obvious is that your essay set off a firestorm. Why did it take the media and the right so long to discover it?
Well, I have no answer to that not being part of the media. You have to ask the media. I just make the way they don't read it. Okay? And I mean that actually not facetiously. They don't know jack shit about what they're trying to frame, and they're not interested in finding out if it didn't stay on deadline, so even if they were motivated, they couldn't. And that's... what it is that I'm saying is comprehensible and give them something they can use for their own purposes as a tool. That's how I attack. That's something that I think I've been fairly consistent with over the past 30 years, and it's something that I will continue to be consistent with in the future. This changes nothing in terms of the core elements of my existence, all right?
So are you on a speaking tour?
Not per se. I don't do tours as such, okay? I go out and do strategic strikes. I'll do 3 public talks while I'm here, plus sort of thing we're doing right now.
You wouldn't be coming up to the foothills of the Sierra at some point, would you?
Not in the immediate future, but one never knows. I've been there before. I'll probably be there again.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You bet.
Can I have one question? I'm with Indie Media. Okay, let's see. I was on this mailing list where that Thomas Brown guy showed up briefly, and I had a question kind of relating to that Mandan smallpox issue. So Diane Pearson of UC Berkeley basically wrote this long article where she used primary sources and basically laid out how the U.S. government did slate the Mandan tribe for removal by smallpox because they were aggressive. They had a vaccination program for other tribes, and that's why European people in the cities weren't catching smallpox. And she used like lots of primary sources from, you know, the I don't know if it was Bureau of Indian Affairs, but or the Department of War at the time.
Department of War.
But
yeah.
Why didn't you use the same citations as her? And it seems like that's what one of the biggest focuses in the media right now. I'm sorry about the extended question here, and. You know, are you going to address that? Like, are you going to write anything about this issue? Because the media seems to be saying, like, oh, you know, there was no such thing ever as smallpox blankets, and, like, it never happened.
That's what they're saying, but there's about 4 questions embedded in your single question there. Why didn't I use the same sources? I wasn't writing an extended paper on the Fort Clark incident, as it's referred to quite often. What I did do is cite sources to confirm the numbers, because the numbers are always suspect, and there's those that say there weren't as many Indians in the entire continent as end up getting killed by one smallpox pandemic. So I cited Russell Thornton, not for his interpretation of the event, but for his demographic data deriving from a book which is devoted to demography, okay? Not historical interpretation. That's all the confirmation that I wanted. All right? I may or may not. I've actually addressed it overall to the extent that I am particularly inclined to want to address it in Little Matter of Genocide. Okay, that's not my particular area of focus. That was one among a whole range of elements of genocidal trajectory that I outlined in that book. And it's interesting that Thomas Brown, whoever the hell Thomas Brown is, he's a junior assistant professor who's never published a word, as near as I can tell. His entire career at this point is devoted to one footnote of mine. All right, John LaBelle is very nearly the same. Half of everything he's ever published, which is 4 pieces, are devoted to critiquing me, and he's dead wrong, and other people have already said so. Aside from which, John LaBelle, who's no friend of mine, frankly didn't say what is being attributed to him. He did not accuse me of plagiarism. He accused me quite the opposite of having written what it is I'm now being accused of plagiarizing. So unless I can plagiarize myself, that's not LaBelle's allegation at all. But returning to Brown, whoever the hell he is, no, I'm not going to rewire my life to addressing this non-entity, and the media be damned. All right? The fact of the matter is, it's a deliberate effort, as is usually the case, to deny an entire pattern of conduct by quibbling over the interpretation of a given event. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Standard. I'll let other people carry the weight. Actually, the paper you're talking about, I'd love to see. I'll let the people whose specialization this is make the case for me. This is not mysterious information. It's standard lore for a long time. And it's also the standard indigenous interpretation, which I would attribute at least equal weight to. And now how do you cite an oral tradition? Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We know what happened. We know in that, that sense of knowing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a unity of mind and gut here. It doesn't depend on a page number.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because there were some people like on Fox News who said that the vaccine for smallpox was only, like, they only understood that stuff in the 1930s. But Benjamin Franklin, you know, in the 1700s, you know, they had it, that technology at that time.
They had it in 1730. Mary Ashley Montagu brought cowpox vaccine back from Turkey. The British Army was inoculated by 1750 along with the royal family. The entire U.S. Army had been inoculated by 1803. They had the vaccine sitting in the goddamn warehouse at Fort Clark. Hadn't inoculated anybody.
Yeah, it seems like that's a big area just waiting for somebody to really do a good historical.
Well, I think somebody probably should. Okay, but I'm probably not the person who's going to do it because my weight's falling elsewhere.
Yeah.
I made the point that I made in the overall context that I made it, and I'll stand on that point. And, I mean, Brown is free to disagree. We can hash that out in an academic conference. But for him to describe it as fraud, as he actually has done, is itself a fraudulent statement. He should be censored and removed from his position and denied tenure.
Okay.
That's how these things get handled when they're free of political cant and sort of biases attending this particular case.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll probably put this on Indie Media. Thanks.
You bet.